You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do?
Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, ripping on the radio. Click, click, boom!
The
want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. I am one half of the crew, Mr. McRobbins, and he's the other half, but he's not Dan, because apparently Dan is imaginary, Dan is not real, Dan is not here. So what is this now, like 15 months with you filling in?
I was talking to someone today, I was like, you know, hashtag Dan's not real. And they said, but I've actually spoken with him. I said, yeah, he's an artifact left over from the Mandela effect. He's not actually part of this timeline.
Oh. So anyway,
in this timeline, there is no Dan.
In this timeline, there is no Dan. That's a scary thought. But anyway, speaking of timelines, how many executive orders can one guy do in 3 weeks?
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so before
I was told that was what dictators did.
I know, right? Actually, he said that. That's the funniest thing.
I know.
Back in, what was it, September or October, he's being interviewed, and he's like, well, in order to do the things that I want to do, I have to have the support of Congress, because if you know, we can't rule by executive order, because that's what dictators do. And then, of course, now he has this whole thing of, well, you know, I'm not really enacting law. I'm getting rid of bad policy.
That's enacting law.
Pretty much.
I mean, we didn't like it when Trump did it. We didn't like when Obama, Johnny Pin in the phone did it. So, yeah. So, yeah, here we are. And
that's the thing. Under this president, I'm going to say the same thing that I've said for every other president in my lifetime. The only thing executive orders should be used for are pardoning fucking turkeys.
Yes.
That's it. Everything else should go through Congress. Period. Full stop. End of sentence. If you don't like what I said, you can fuck off.
The thing is that Congress has abdicated its responsibility, so that way it can be on perpetual campaign. So, I mean, it's really the only option there is. Because it's not like Congress does anything. And when I mean, that's a feature, not a bug. But, you know, they don't even do the things they're supposed to do because they're always out campaigning. So they pretty much just left it up to the president. So here's your pen and phone.
Mr. Biden with his Obama phone taking care of business. Oh, dang, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? My bad.
Obama phones are racist, yo. Yeah, I got my Obama phone. Whatever happened with that?
I don't know. I just remember that was like the biggest thing for like 6 months was the lady yelling, I got my Obama phone! And then somebody would
think that's what... Yeah. I think that's why there's so many dumb people on social media.
Probably. Did you just call me dumb?
Did you get an Obama phone?
No.
Okay, then.
So I saw you and Food fighting on Twitter.
Yeah, we haven't done a gift fight in a while. Yeah, because she's been kind of down and out and... conflicting schedules and everything. It's been a while since we did a gift fight. That was fun. And then it turned into a Spider-Man thread. So. My tongue is numb from the Flexeril.
That probably means you've taken too many.
No, I bit it one in half.
Oh.
So. Because I haven't taken a Flexeril in years, so I didn't want to do an entire one before the show. And be like,
Yeah, that would probably be bad.
So I took a half one an hour ago, and I just took another half one now. So that way, in an hour from now, I can be. Why do I taste pennies?
Do me a favor. I only have one favor to ask. When you start feeling the effects, I need you to tell me what the color 9 tastes like.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it. I'm on it.
So,
I can't believe this is still trending. It's been all day. It's at 214,000 tweets right now. Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett.
It's actually at $215,000 on mine, but yeah, I just saw the same thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And if you don't know what that's about, and you're not on social media, God bless you. You're better people than we are. But it's she's made this really big deal about how she thought her life was in danger and how Ted Cruz ordered her murder from the insurrectionists, I did with air quotes there, who stormed the Capitol building. Well, anybody like, you know, with a map and a basic understanding of Washington, D.C., as this story has developed, not even in the same building. Oh, but it's connected by a tunnel. Not the same building, sweetie. They weren't anywhere near you. And your story is unraveling the more you tell it. So you should probably just shut up. But she can't help herself. So
it's been fun to watch because I didn't get to see much of it till the end of the day, and I was like, wait, what the hell's going on? And then I realized oh my god, I was gonna die. I thought I was gonna die. And I'm like, dude, you're like three blocks away. Not literally, but damn sure not in the same building. And it's about a block and a half away, I think.
I was in the same city. And then I was in the same country. Eventually it'll be planet. They're on the same planet as me. Man, it just... She's just so fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, it's not like we didn't know this already. I mean, dude, she basically run... If you watch the Netflix show they put out about her like year and a half ago, she basically won a reality TV show.
No, we've talked about that, and yeah, no, she did. She auditioned with Justice Democrats to run in that seat. And what I like is that group now, they're trying to... they're auditioning people to run against Sienna and trying to think. I forgot who else that they were going to try and primary. And it's like you don't know how to read the room because there aren't that many progressive. It's those two reps that they're trying to primary. That's as far left as their states are going to go. You know, West Virginia is not a big progressive stronghold. It's not like the district that you ran AOC in where you could put up a glass of water with a Democrat logo on it and it would win.
Yeah.
Jeff just posted a meme in chat. Egyptian babies didn't know that one day their daddy would become a mummy. And the reply, neither did the Kardashians.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. Why do we even know who they are?
I don't know. Because I guess we're glutton for punishment.
It was, they won a primary mansion, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Arizona, it was Joe Manchin.
Yeah, Joe Manchin and Christine Sienema. That's not going to go well, guys.
Yeah, no.
If anything, you're going to make it worse for the Dems in general.
So just proving again how much of this has been political theater, not to bounce around, but this just came across my timeline and I somehow missed this earlier today. CDC, teachers do not need to be vaccinated in order to safely reopen schools.
So did you see Jen Psaki, Pataki, whatever her... fucking name, the
Psaki.
Second dumbest woman, Psaki, Hacky Psaki. she's already walked that back. Well, that's not the official position. Wait a tick. I thought we were going to govern by science, and the science was going to dictate your policy. But apparently, that's until the teachers' unions get an opinion.
Pretty much. Because, you know, it's all about the unions. Mm. And, of course, Dr. Fauci, being the wet blanket that he is, says Americans should stay home and avoid Super Bowl parties. Whiny little bastard.
You know, I'm starting to think that all of this has to do with the fact that nobody really invites Fauci to parties. So he's using this as an excuse to get back at everybody.
Pretty sure you might be right. Which reminds me, I got to get this stuff to make wings on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the inventor of the infinite improbability drive because he didn't get invited to those kinds of parties.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, but I, like, okay, California is easing its restrictions. We talked about it last week and how we're now going back to the color-coded system. This, while I'm listening on the news this morning, that California has actually hit the worst rate of contagion since COVID began, with 21,000 infected people this week alone.
Oh, boy.
So that's like, okay, we're opening up, but please don't ever allude to the fact that it could have been political, because while the orange man was in charge, we were locked down to the point where if we saw the sun, we were likely to be fined. But now that Biden's in charge and we're kind of loosening our restrictions, it's actually the worst month yet.
Yeah.
So, don't let anybody tell you it wasn't political.
Oh, dude, it's been political for a long time.
And if anybody ever tells you that carny people are the best people on the planet, you spit in their eye and tell them it's from me.
Why?
I don't know why that Barney Gumble quote just popped into my head, but it did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was weird.
So what do you got going on, man?
I got getting caught up with day job stuff, getting caught up with getting used to being the one that does everything. It's been kind of fun. Not really.
Cool.
Other than that, because I had been not feeling well for the last few days, I managed to binge watch a lot of Chuck. And again, fifth season of the show just kind of sucked. Seems to be a pattern that holds.
You know, I keep meaning to watch Chuck. I watched the first season of it, and then I don't know what happened, but I never watched it again. I don't know if something else came up or what. It just, you know. But I keep meaning to get back to it. Finished up The Witcher.
Well, see, for me, what happened, and my son and I actually didn't even find it until, like, years later. He found it on Netflix. And there was, like, absolutely nothing on one Christmas break, and we started watching it. And I'd never really paid attention to it more than, like, an episode or two. But he was just absolutely, and he was probably, I guess, 10th grade year, because it was about halfway through 9th grade year, because we had just moved out here. And he was just laughing his ass off. So I started watching it with him. And actually, it was kind of funny, because it was during Christmas break, and it was, you know, during my insomnia days. So we were up, especially on, like, Friday, Saturday nights till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, watching that stupid show. My wife would come out the next morning and be like, y'all stayed up all night watching that stupid show, didn't you? Like, yeah, we did. And he found it again the other day on Prime, because it's been off Netflix for a while. And he's like, Dad, look what I found. And then we started watching it again. And so it's been kind of fun.
Cool. Yeah, this just got dropped in chat that Fauci is the highest paid federal government employee, or, you know, probably pretty close to it. He makes $417,000, the last year recorded, 2019. He made $417,608 a year.
That's a lot of cheese, yo.
That is a lot of cheese, especially for being a Fed boy.
Yeah, that's just kind of wrong, in my opinion.
That's more than the president makes.
Yeah, so now my next question is, where is Biden donating his salary for the next 4 years?
Oh, no.
Just kidding, because we know that's not going to happen.
Right? I mean, 48 years. I saw that some journalist today was, I didn't think that Biden's start would be this bad. Really? 48 years and it didn't cross your mind at all that it may end up looking like this?
Yeah, you had no idea, huh? None?
Yeah. No clues there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, dude's been in office for how long? Come on, man.
As long as I've been alive.
Oh, man.
He came into office when I was one.
Hey, I figured out how to get into my work Facebook again. Nice. I haven't been able to get into this thing in like forever. Sorry, but we actually got some of the email features turned back on when we changed things back around. I was like, wonder why this wasn't working before, because I tried to reset the password and it still didn't go over there, and then I got back in there and I was like, wait a minute, it has a stored password and it works, which is weird because it hasn't worked any other time I've tried to do it. Anyway, so yeah, I can get back into my radio Facebook now.
Yeah. Oh, that one, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we've been messing with the site, getting it flipped over to .com.
.com.
Yeah, we're getting there. .com. Yeah, so. It's come along. Yeah, okay. I remember what I wanted to talk about tonight. I mentioned this briefly the other night on Cyber Wars, and that is I'm really, really liking Minds and MeWe. They are, they both do their things differently, and MeWe doesn't have dark mode. Come on, guys. It's current year. But, Minds feels like what Twitter should be. And, MeWe would be great for, like, a station account. Or, you know, like, Jeff's show, or what we do with Juxtaposition, or, what Lou and I do in Cyber Wars, where you just drop your news stories relevant to, you know, your shtick that week.
Yeah.
In it, and yeah, so they're both growing on me. Cloud Hub I want to like, but it just, god damn, it's a mess. It's a hot mess.
Oh, fun times.
At least on desktop it is. But yeah, Minds, I'm really digging Minds. I'm going to start using it a lot more. Plus, you get paid for using it. You get crypto, Meg.
Nice.
Yeah. You're awful quiet tonight, Rick.
Yeah, sorry. I'm working on a bunch of stuff behind the scenes and trying to keep things running at the same time, so.
Well. You're on a show now, man. You're not producing.
It's not my fault, man. Everything keeps trying to close down. Anyway, I was also...
Dance monkey. Oh.
But yeah, so I was also reading through a couple of articles because I just saw this one from The Blaze from like 7 minutes ago. It just dropped, actually. SEC investigating social media post about GameStop in search for evidence of fraud.
They are really covering for the hedge fund managers, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They are. So, a group of Redditors did what hedge fund managers do all day long on Slack, but they did it in the clear on Reddit, and now they're the ones who somehow broke the law. Fuck off.
Pretty much. Oh, it doesn't really surprise me, though. Well,
who told Coors how the ATM machine works?
They're not supposed to get a PIN. What the hell?
Right.
Who gave them a card? I mean, that whole thing has just been crazy to watch for me because, I mean, you know, this just flies in the face of everything America actually was supposed to stand for.
And capitalism.
But that's the whole point. You know that, you know, we never had a class system, we never had a caste system, and now you're telling me that because a group of people figured out how to do the same thing independently that hedge funds already do, somehow that's illegal? Fuck you. Although I did see one really funny meme about it. It kind of made me chuckle because it says, you know, obviously the New York Stock Exchange has underestimated the ability of millennials who have spent their entire weekends doing growing up doing really, really well organized WoW raids to be able to take on the stock market.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that the other day too, is that you went up against a group of people who will spend a month grinding for a hat, and grinding side quests for a hat in a game. And how did you think that was going to end out for you?
The funny thing is, now my niece was all over social media, like, somebody needs to help me figure out the stock market. I was like, I know a little bit about it. We can talk about it when you come over to do your taxes. She hasn't said anything since. I think she was looking for, like, a get-rich-quick scheme that day, which I don't have. Because if I did, I wouldn't be working. Just saying.
Just... Meanwhile, it got a lot of people into crypto, too. And so I've been kind of, you know, trying to help people navigate with that, too, or at least pointing them to Gulch Girl. Yeah, for their questions, but it's like, get out of Robinhood. They're not doing you any favors. Definitely don't buy cryptocurrency on PayPal because you don't own that. You're just kind of renting it a little bit. You know, get over to Coinbase. Get over to, you know. Anyway, so it's kind of like, yeah, I've been helping people navigate away from, you know, the disaster that will be impending.
Nice.
Yeah, who do, yeah, Dogecoin to the moon. I'm actually, I am recommending, I just drew a blank on it. Thank you, Flexerol. Hang on a sec. Let me bring up my Coinbase account, and then I will, Algorand, because you get a really good, it gives a really good annual percentage yield on it, too. So you get crypto just for buying crypto and letting it sit there and, you know, for not selling it. So, yeah, that's what if you're in the market for coin, it's a good altcoin because you get a return of investment on it.
Yeah. Return of investment's always good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a good one too. You know, not just like shoving it into a CD or a bank account. You get, you know, depending upon where you're at, anywhere between 6.6 or 9%.
See, that's the other thing that really makes me mad because, you know, I've done some business dealings in the past that have let me know about if you have enough money, you can get into these high yield accounts where your money basically makes money. And I'm like, everybody should have access to that, not just the rich people. But anyway, that's actually what I'm trying to do now, is get enough money tied together where I can actually invest it in one of the high yield accounts and just leave it there. Just be like, bastards. Finally made it to the rich.
If your table. Money's not working for you when you're asleep, you're not going to make money.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we have like similar. Five different revenue streams I'm trying to get kicked together, because I want my money making money for me while I sleep. It's what I'm working on, man. It's what I'm working on. Unfortunately, right now it's all making pennies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean that's all I'm doing with my crypto, but you know, pennies add up. Yeah. Kind of playing off something Jeff just said in chat, Elon Musk is taking a break from Twitter.
Well, you know,
I give it a day, maybe two.
Probably. I'm surprised he's not back yet.
I really am too.
Like, I can't do it. Can't do it. All right, so we are at bottom of the hour. Actually, we're a little bit past because we got to get things back on track, because I do still plan on doing it off the rails. So we're going to take a break, come back, get things reset, and then keep things going. Going to see what else we got to talk about. Not that there's a shortage, because, you know, if nothing else, you know, we can talk about Pisaki the Yabbit Machine. But we'll be right back. This is Rick and Horty on the Robinson and Horty Show. At some point, we might as well just have Jeff change the graphic. Because we already have it.
Here we go.
All right, we're out, folks. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
As far as I can go, for all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far.
the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Robinson and Horty Show. I'm one half of the crew, Mr. Rick Robinson. He's the other half. You might actually know him as the Opulent Amish, otherwise known as Horty Packard. But around here, we call him Horty because he's usually behind a Circle K taking care of business. Anyway, so welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. We are live right here on KLIRadio.net and now.com, because we actually are working on getting everything moved back over to the .com site. But they're still working on a few things because we can't make the FlySuit chat work. Because once I finally figured out how to get in there and gave Jeff all the info, now we're getting error messages anytime we try to log in there. I'm like, what the hell? FlySuit pissing me off of Anyway, so welcome back to the program. Some of you that are Jeff Dunham fans will get that joke. Others of you are like, what the fuck did he just do? Anyway. All right, so we're live, and, you know, John Kerry, the king of climate change. Well, I guess that's Al Gore, actually. But, you know, Lurch, the runner-up for the king of climate change, basically, you know, same guy who said, you know, shouldn't do private jets, blah, 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 who took a private jet to an award ceremony for climate in 2019 in Iceland, said that, you know, flying in a private jet is the only choice for somebody like me.
For somebody like him.
For somebody like me.
You know, us poors gotta swim to Iceland.
Yeah.
But better, he gets to take a private jet.
Better take a boat, bitch. Cause you ain't flying. It's just...
Yeah, it... I saw a thing. I didn't get to delve too deeply into it because it was like when I was just before we came on and somebody sent it to me. And it was a thing from KTLA, which is a Los Angeles based TV station, on how everybody's staying indoors and the cleaning of the air has led to a warming of the climate. So wait a tick. The lack of pollution is now warming the earth.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to link that to you earlier, and I forgot because I'm like, wait a minute, isn't this the exact opposite of what was supposed to happen?
It's just like that, but completely different.
I mean, yeah, the first thing I thought of was like, wait a minute, so the cleaner air is actually causing the earth to warm up. I thought that, I'm so confused because I was told that pollution was going to be what caused the earth to warm up. But how did less pollution cause the earth to heat up? I'm so confused.
You can't have it both ways on that one. You really can't.
But they tried, and then COVID-19 proved them wrong. Because, you know.
And you know what? We kind of called that one. Yeah, I remember back like a year ago when we said, okay, so if everybody, you know, we were kind of like worst case scenarioing it. Okay, so if everybody has to stay inside for a year and the climate doesn't change any more than it already is, does that kind of torpedo the whole argument of man-made climate change? Because we're all indoors. Oh, but you're using more power, but we really aren't. You know, because I guarantee you that the air conditioners and everything at the office buildings are much less efficient than climate control in your house. So.
Damn it, Jeff.
And by climate, they go both ways.
You just made me snort on the air, you bastard.
So, I mean. This is when you know. I mean, we've always known they were full of shit. But I mean, this is when they probably was the worst thing that could have happened because for the, you know, climate catastrophist narrative, because they're going to be desperately reaching for straws to find, and not the ones floating in the ocean, find a reason for absolutely nothing changing.
Oh, well, so here's the thing, right? Because, you know, remember, worst case scenario a year ago was, well, if everybody stays home and nothing really changes with the climate, doesn't it prove that everything they've said is wrong? But if anything, I think it makes it worse because when everybody stayed home, shit started heating up. Like, wait a minute.
What, right? I remember stories coming out. It's like, you know, you're binging your Netflix is bad for the environment because, you know, these server farms run, you know, they're under a heavier load and they're under the same load. That's not how it works. So, you know, it's not like it's some AWS system suddenly ramping up. No, that's just getting diverted to where the traffic is needed. So it's like, they're not going to be able to spin this. It's just all going to blow up in their face.
Not soon enough, but I'm glad it is.
You know, because now we'll be able to say, oh, so you mean it? The temperature increased at the same rate that it was increasing on Mars and Uranus. Or your rectum, sorry. We stopped doing that stupid joke.
Rectum, damn near killed them.
As soon as I said that, somebody posted a Zoidberg meme. So, I love the way the universe is treating me right now.
It's because you're high.
And then I got high. Oh, man. Okay. Did you see that really long piece about inside the Chinese re-education internment camps, whatever you call them, and just the horrible conditions in it?
No, actually, I guess I must not have found that.
Yeah, you okay? So you missed that, but hey, if you want to find it, just look for anybody tagging in anybody from the NBA.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just that's what kind of what I was getting to with it is one of those things that like it's a horrific story, but you get to troll the NBA and Disney with it, so you get that going for you. Yeah, the 4 feet of snow in the California mountains, we're also in a La Nina, though. So that it's been bone dry up until last week. So we'll take it. Because I really don't want to water anything for a while.
Yeah,
we're talking. Raptor was talking about 4 foot of snow in the Sierras at one of the ski resorts.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of snow, but
yeah. But you know what? I worked in Mammoth for a while, and that's Thursday. that place gets some fucking snow, man. I mean, that is just.
Whew. Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
People are having trouble logging into mines?
I haven't messed with my account in forever. I need to get in there.
The more I look at it, MeWe would be great for, like, the station.
Yep.
But mines would be great if we did, like, exclusive content. You know, like a BTS or an extended show or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But MeWe, I think it was like $2 a month to host a page that you just post to it. When I mentioned it the other night, too, what I liked about it was there was only like a handful of U.S. politicians that were on MeWe, and Kristi Noem was one of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And she posts content every couple days, so it's not like a dormant account.
So, I guess, not to bring this up again, but this is one of the things that I think is the most frustrating for me as far as, you know, considering the fact that I now have grandchildren. I still can't get over the idea that under the Biden administration, biological males are now actually allowed to compete in girls' sports. Apparently Rand Paul wasn't real happy about it either, because apparently he grilled the education secretary over it.
Yeah, I saw that a bunch. He's now a transphobe for grilling the education secretary. No, you're destroying women's sports, but I guess that was kind of your idea all along, because if you get right down. I mean, the Me Too movement is basically wrapped around Democrats, so destroying women's sports is kind of on brand for them.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Because, well, I mean, I think their whole idea, just like with everything else, you know, what they're trying to do with the economy is get everybody put on universal basic income. What they're trying to do with sports is make everything gender neutral. Because then it doesn't matter. I think they're trying to make everyone and everything as androgynous as possible.
But Not very science based, though.
Well, I didn't say it was science based. I'm just saying.
It's a complete denial of reality. You know, it's like saying Dan is real.
Dan is real, damn it. Just not in this timeline.
Not in this timeline. So. Speaking of Tomorrow's Jux.
Tomorrow's Jux. Yes, sir. Let's talk about that real quick. Because I'm still getting used to the fact that that's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I'm amazed that I didn't think it was tonight. But no, we're going to be touching on... It's kind of a spin-off of the very first juxtaposition I did with you when we talked about the Mandela Effect. And the Black Tom Island explosion, it was kind of led... this got sent to me by one of our listeners. And it's a whole lot of other attacks on U.S. soil that nobody's ever heard of. I mean, I've heard of a couple of them, but it's just going to be some more bits of history that are fading out or nobody knew about or we were never taught because it didn't exist in this timeline.
Yeah. Going to tell you a bunch of things you didn't know.
Yeah, and if you don't remember what the Black Tom Island thing, that was the part of the Mandela Effect that freaked me out when we talked about it because it was... apparently, this terrorist attack, German sabotage on an island in New York State that caused significant damage to the Statue of Liberty, destroyed all the windows in the city, and was the reason we got into World War I, and nobody I know has ever fucking heard of it. We were all taught it was the Lusitania.
So, yeah. Weird.
So... things like that.
And should things, be a fun
such
guy.
As maps.
Wait, there's going to be maps. Can I call in? Can I call off? Can I? Yeah, just kidding.
No. There will be a quiz later too.
There's a quiz too.
What are you watching? Oh, you already said you're watching. You're watching Chuck.
I'm watching Chuck. Also, I did get into Hellstrom. Which I'm actually really starting to like. It was a slow burn for me.
I told you.
I turned it off a handful of times. It was one of those shows that was kind of a slow burn where eventually I was just like, you know what, there's nothing else on. I'm going to give it another shot. And now I'm watching it, and I absolutely, it's just been a really fun show. I don't know. I know what it is. It's basically Marvel's answer to the DC show that, or the DC comic.
Constantine.
But I don't know. To me, this one, I don't know. The storyline flows better. But
yeah, and they do it better than they did Constantine on TV, and the movie, and it's just another one of those. Goddamn, can Keanu Reeves act like anybody other than himself? And anyway, yeah, no, Hellstrom was fantastic. It really was. And for it being on Hulu, too, because I think we're going to – I mentioned this at the time. I think we're going to see it in the future where Disney is going to have stuff that's too dark for Disney, kind of like the Netflix MCU offerings.
Yeah.
So they're going to put it on Hulu since they own Hulu.
Yeah, because
I think that's what they're going to be doing
with it. They've basically taken over the world.
Yeah. Disney has taken over the world. Do not thwart the mouse.
Which actually makes me kind of mad because there's a lot of Marvel stuff that got canned from Netflix because nobody knew what they were going to do with it. And now they've decided to move all the darker stuff to Hulu. And yet there's still no revamp of any of the Marvel stuff that got pulled off Netflix. Because Marvel TV, like actual Marvel TV, pretty much sucked. And then a lot of the good stuff went to Netflix, and it was awesome, and then they started killing it all.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with the fact that everybody who's involved with those is, you know, they're on other projects now. So they're never going to get the band back together in that regard. But, you know, the one thing you can say about Netflix Marvel is that it really forced Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to up their game.
Yeah, that much is true, because that did happen.
And it got darker. You know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the first two seasons was just light and silly. And then it got dark. So, yeah, I mean, that's all good things. But now I think you're going to start seeing DC, because Brad and I talked about it last week with, I'm going to draw a blank and I'm not going to make everybody listen to me sit there and go, they've taken on some DC, project over on Netflix for TV. So that should be fun.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. I missed something because you broke up a little bit.
Okay.
What is happening?
Okay, so hang on just a second. I will I'll Google it real quick because so that way I know exactly what I'm saying. It is no, it's not actually. Anyway, so there's a DC there's a couple DC superhero shows going to be in production on Netflix in 2021, 2022. And one of them the one that they were making a really big deal about, I'm completely drawing a blank on, even though Brad and I talked about it last week. So, don't ask me, man.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just couldn't make out some of what you said a second ago because it got garbled on my end, but that's because I think things were trying to crash again. I can't wait till filed.
When I'm looking for it, it's all the CW shows, and that's not what we're talking about. We don't want that. So, oh, The Sandman. There we go. Which would be weird because they should be putting that on HBO, like everything else.
Yes, they should be.
So. Anyway, like I said, I've wrapped up The Witcher. I'm kind of doing the SG-1 thing in the background just because I've been tired as hell, man, and I can't focus on anything.
Tired as hell? Why are you tired? What's going on? Lots of extra work?
You know, well, no, just I'm in that not sleeping phase, not sleeping great phase. No good reason.
So the lights aren't working?
Nothing keeping me up. Nothing on my mind. Nothing. Just, the whites, they'll work for a couple hours, but the one thing with them is if I get up at any point after 2 hours, then I'm just up. Because that's how I roll. That's how I've always rolled. It's when you live in earthquake country, you're not always a deep sleeper anyway. So, at least I'm not. Especially after we have one. We haven't had any while. Just I'm not a very deep sleeper, so the whites. If I get 2 good hours uninterrupted, then I can push it for further. But usually 2 hours is when I wake up out of a deep sleep and go, okay, can't sleep that deep. Got to be a surface level sleeper.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah. On that note, we are pretty much out of time. So. All we have going on for, well, of course, for me here in a couple of minutes, I'll be on Off the Rails and I'll be doing Daily Dose with Stacey in the morning. We moved Spin Cycle to tomorrow since I wasn't able to do the show on Tuesday. So we'll have Spin Cycle tomorrow night and then Juicy Bits on Friday, or tomorrow morning, sorry. And then you and I will be back for Juxtaposition tomorrow night. And then after that, I have nothing but the Daily Dose the next day and then I'm off for a couple of days. Which is good, because I have grandkids coming over again. Yay!
Yeah, and after Jux tomorrow, I'm off until Monday when I come back around with Foo, because she has found her feet again.
Nice! That's awesome.
She's mad as hell and wants to get back on the air regularly, so...
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I knew it was going to... Just a little bit after... It's like, you know, after the last election, she needed a little bit of time to process what happened, and her kids being home... And her watching all that really didn't help anything. So, anyway.
All right. Well, on that note, let's get out of here so I can get things reset and come back and do the final hour of the Wednesday night lineup here on KLRM Radio. Chat Lives Matter Night, as we call it around here. America Off the Rails is coming up next. So for those of you wanting to stay up late, you can hang out with me for about another hour. For those of you that don't feel like staying up late, you can always catch the podcast later. But Ordy and I have got to go. We'll see you guys next week. And he and I will be back tomorrow night for Juxtaposition on the now new, mostly non-political Thursday night. Woohoo!
To answer your question, the number 9 tastes like fudge.
Nice! Good to know. All right, we're out, folks. Take care. Taping up, then checking out on the prison bus.